Only a few weeks into the school year, the Delta variant of the coronavirus is already upending life for some Georgia students. Some districts, especially in rural areas, have paused face-to-face instruction. Others are striking a tricky balance between following public health guidelines and keeping kids in school after losing a lot of ground in 2020. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
It's Tuesday morning, and another student has arrived at the two-room public library in Oglethorpe in Macon County.
Are you going to your regular seat?
Yeah.
Okay. He heads to study carrels in a back room. Siblings Quiana Tooks and Charles Knott have been here at a table near the children's section for a while already. You have to really strain to hear them working away on their laptops. They've been doing this for weeks since Macon County schools went online during the current COVID surge. Their masks never drop. For Quiana, it's the periodic table of elements today.
And we have to tell the atomic number, the electrons, and the neutrons.
Self-guided work is no problem for Quiana, but Charles is not a fan.
I don't like it. In school, it's better for me when I'm focused and there with the teachers.
If Quiana does have a problem, it's being new to Macon County High School this year.
Because I didn't really actually get to meet anyone, but I'm hoping that when we go back, I get to make new friends.
Those are just a couple of ways students are missing out in some Georgia schools because of the state's failure to quell the rise of the fourth COVID surge. Some schools have stuck to CDC guidance as COVID cases among children have reached new records. Others have taken a wait-and-see approach to COVID mitigation. Meanwhile, according to the Associated Press, over 20 mostly rural school districts have paused in-person instruction entirely in Georgia. Jennifer Morgan Flory wants something to change in Jones County schools after her experience with her son.
Saturday on the way home from the hospital, he threw up.
That was last Saturday on the way back from the pediatric emergency room in Macon. Flory's son, Ian, had begun feeling ill the Thursday prior before racking up a long list of COVID symptoms that turned into two ER visits.
So they gave him an IV, which in and of itself was kind of traumatic.
Ian was dehydrated. He lost weight.
He's a little guy, not super tall, and he's, you know, doesn't have much of a belly. You know, he doesn't have that much to lose.
During the second ER trip, he tested positive for COVID. That was despite the family's best efforts. Flory says she and her husband are fully vaccinated. The whole family still masks in public. But what they couldn't control was the environment in Jones County schools. Not until the day after Ian's two trips to the hospital did Jones County schools begin a three-week pilot in mandated masking. Flory sees a lesson in that.
We've learned that people are not going to do the things that they should do in many cases. They're not going to wear masks if they're not required to wear masks.
Ian has now been in the ER three times.
So let me show you our numbers.
Bibb County School Superintendent Curtis Jones hasn't left masking to chance, instead mandating it for students, staff, and faculty since the first day of the school year, as advised by the CDC. And so,
if students are a close contact, if we have them inside school, they don't have symptoms and they're wearing masks, they can stay in school.
Armed with those guidelines, Jones has a different threshold for quarantining students than other school districts employing fewer mitigations.
Instead of just looking at it as one size fits all, we're looking at it now by classroom, by grade level, by school.
That's important as he tries to make up for the learning loss from last year.
I think we're trying to keep them here and keep them learning. I'm trying to be strategic.
Jones knows his approach is not risk-free, and he knows not every caregiver is comfortable with it. But so far, 99% of Bibb County students have remained in school. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.